Oscar Lopez Rivera. That does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gabasdin, Dina Guzder, Sam Alkoff, Ravi Karan, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, and Andre Lewis, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, and Paul Huckabee, our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Miriam Barnard, Hugh Grant, David Prude, Ariel Boone. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez, our website, democracynow.org. Happy holidays.
Listen every fourth Friday on KBOO Portland from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. to Pacific Underground, where Asians and Pacific Islanders take the mic into our own hands.
The other thing, too, is when I go to a dim sum, I don't really talk that much.
It's business.
It's business, and it really freaks out some of my friends here in the U.S.
Each month, we cover a new theme that unpacks API identities.
Have you ever been told your English is so good?
Well, for me, yeah, it happens all the time.
That's Pacific Underground every fourth Friday from 11 a.m. to noon on KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Seattle Theater Group, presenting an evening with comedian Sarah Silverman, performing at the Keller Auditorium on February 8th. Tickets are available, and for more information for Sarah Silverman at the Keller Auditorium, go to portland5.com.
I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, your very own community radio station. And this is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And here we are together. Just after solstice. It is that solstice time of year. And so, in accordance with our tradition, we thought we would take a moment. And at the, we've been talking about the confluence of spirit and activism and creativity, how to remain present in the moment as we enter dark times in a very literal sense as we headed into solstice. And now Lynn and I thought we would continue this conversation as we have for several years in a way of bite-sized Astro Tarot readings. Because as we have been talking about with Starhawk and with Barbara Ford, it is that time that calls forth the importance of being really active, of staying focused, of staying grounded, and of fighting fascism, right? And that's sort of what overarchingly the last couple months has really gotten as a focal point. But I just want to take a moment and talk about this time of year, specifically the winter solstice, and how that is for folks who may be observing a European-based neo-pagan tradition in many different ways. Mine is sort of the Celtic and fairy traditions. And just sort of look at the energy that we are working with at this time of year and how we can, in fact, incorporate that as we stay active and connected and together. So we are just a day after winter solstice, 2 days after winter solstice, the turning point that rebirths the year. So light returns now to the Northern Hemisphere for the next 6 months, each day growing just a little bit brighter than the one before. And so
you really start noticing it about February 2nd.
Well, I think we noticed it before. February 2nd is the next turning point.
Right. That's when I really tend to notice that there's
actual
more
light
than 4 minutes more light.
Yeah. You know? True. I grasp at all of the return, I think. In the Celtic tradition, there's actually a part of the year that is fallow, that lies dead, that is there to be pretty much inactive, to go inwards, to really gather your thoughts and your ideas, your power for the coming active times. And that is between Samhain, otherwise known as Halloween, or, you know, October 31st, November 1st, somewhere in there. And then that part is, you know, the year lies dead or is still, goes to sleep, however we want to say that particular energy, that hushed energy of the late fall, early winter, and then rebirthed at this point. So as the sun remakes the appearance and the days grow imperceptibly longer, just maybe imperceptibly for a minute, I think that I can always feel it by next week. Anyway, so that is this part, this turning point. It is a time to actually, along with, you know, the seasons of the earth, to become more active, to invigorate oneself, to take in the growing solar energy. But as Lynn points out, we're not quite there yet. The moment of solstice has passed, but we're still in this sort of, the dark fairly much does still outweigh the light in terms of the balance of the day. And so it's still a great time.
Especially here in the northern climes.
Mm-hmm. So it's still a great time for visioning, for checking in with yourself, for meditation, for doing that inner work. And seeing what one comes up with, right? So as we have been talking, as Lynn and I have been talking about the show, about our world, it's like we are here together now in this rather important historical time, as if any time is not important historically. Okay, well, I'll ponder that later. But that we really need new tools to deal with this. We cannot just keep doing the same thing that has not been particularly effective and expect suddenly that it's going to get more effective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So looking at, as we focus our thoughts today, as we engage in the Astro Tarot practice of life, if we want to keep that focus of what it is you bring to the movement, what it is you bring to the dance, what is your part to play this year in the early parts, how do we move the movement on?
It is important right now to hit the ground running. Everybody needs to participate. And what I've noticed is so many people want to participate that have not before. But a lot of folks don't know what to do. And so for me this morning, a lot of, though we're happy to answer other burning questions that you have, but how do I participate in this movement to fight fascism in our country? How do I fight this movement to say no to the coming administration? We're here this morning if you need a little guidance on that, to help you. Because I can tell you there's a million things to do. We could tell you right now millions of places to go. But freedom fighting, as Molly Ivins used to say, goes well with beer. But mostly it goes well with your passion. If you're not going to do something that means something to you, it's not going to work and you're going to get bored. You need to find something that will. The great part about being connected, when you're spiritually connected, when you're doing activist work, is it heals you and it brings you something too. That's completion. That's holistic. That's something we're fighting for. That's something that we want, because trust me, what's coming up is the opposite of holistic. And
seems a little fractured is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's, you know, not that whole, and seems overwhelming. A lot of that, I have to say, It seems not as overwhelming when you don't spend half your day looking at pictures of Donald Trump on Facebook or listening to the media continually speak about him. Because there are other things happening in the world. And we're here this morning.
So you say.
I've noticed. I love it. To help folks on their journey.
Indeed. So give us a call, 503-231-8187. If you would like to have a little Astro Tarot focus to your solstice, to your morning, and to engage in that conversation about how you are finding the confluence of spirituality, grounded spiritual practice, by whatever name or path you choose, and activism and creativity in a sort of heart-centered movement in joinment. I always try to stay away from words like the struggle or the fight,
These days that doesn't...
La lucha continua, all that kind of stuff.
No, that sounds so good.
It does. It does. Especially if I say it like Billy Bragg does. That's all... I mean, sure, it's the words we choose, but I would rather engage in a dance. I would rather be a part of a movement forward than a fight against. And so that's, how you see yourself as part of this change that is, of course, happening around us. That is the question before us, 503-231-8187. You can also always remember to follow along on Facebook. You can find Positively Revolting on Facebook and like our page there. You can also follow along in the Twitterverse at Positive Revolt.
Absolutely. And call now rather
avoid than the rush.
At 8:40.
You'll
help. Get a little, yeah, it helps. You tend to get a little longer reading that way because we still have some time.
It's so true.
So until we get callers, I wanted to talk about the latest opportunity for a government agency to just say no. Apparently, now this Trump transitional team wants the State Department to list workers who focus on gender equality and ending violence against women. In what's apparently been an echo, this was reported in the New York Times, an echo on what happened with the Energy Department, who would not list names. So please, State Department people, take heed. Now, the New York Times reported that this was a neutrally worded policy, a hint at policy change. But I thought they understood. It does not seem like that to me. They want to ensure the rights of women across the world are valued and protected. To help fulfill this promise, the transition team inquired about existing programs the State Department has that help foster gender equality, ends gender-based violence, and promote economic and political participation. They want to know how much money they've already got. And I encourage people of the State Department. Now, I know that all those the people in the EPA, those were civil servants. They are not tied to any particular administration. I'm not sure with the State Department how many people are tied to the administration. I would bet more. Anyway,
I do not know those things.
I know. I don't either.
I just think it's interesting, that's an interesting focus. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get they're not down with it. I get they're not down with it. I get that that's not going to be a priority for their spending. I get that. But why would you want to know who's been working on it? I mean, that just seems so openly hostile and aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I have to say. So we have Sue on the line, 503-231-8187. Again, the number to call if you would like to join us as well. And good morning to Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice, Sue. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I guess yeah. I'm having trouble focusing on where I should be spending my energies. There's some local issues here in my small
Sue?
Little hamlet that I
Sue?
Have.
Can I just get your pertinent information so I can run it on my little computer, like what day you were born and where you were born?
Oh, okay.
Day, year, place.
June 6th, 1953, and I was born in Corning, California.
Is that with a C?
Yes.
Oh, it's after the Corning Ware, I'm sure.
It's not related to that. That's all the capital of the United States, actually.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's much
all
better.
Right.
And at what time were you born?
About 10:30 in the evening.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much.
All right. And so, Sue, you were saying that you were having trouble thinking about where you could be most effective?
Right.
All righty. And in that way, what I'm seeing is you need to, what the cards are saying, okay, it's really time for you to do something different than you've done in the past. And, of course, I think that, you know, I kind of mentioned that that's probably true for all of us. But with you, what I'm seeing is really important to look at relationships with men at this time and looking at how in the past that may have been a factor in where you focused and making a bit of a break from that. Not necessarily a break from any specific individuals, but a break in how you have dealt with that energy in the past. And looking at where you can be sort of hooked most cooperatively, most as egalitarians, as equals. Looking at if there's particular communities where you feel very much on par with the other folks, whatever that focus is working on, whether it's a local focus, a national focus, or an international focus, it's the other players that I think actually are going to really be the biggest factor in how effective you feel about the work you're doing. It's really being a part of an egalitarian circle, an egalitarian team.
Okay, so a team.
It's definitely team. It's not solo focus.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Washington to march, so that's something outside of my usual.
Right? Very much so. Very much so. Are you doing the women's march on the Capitol?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Got your pussy hat?
Yeah, I got
excellent.
Them, actually, I got people making them for to give away.
Excellent. We have volunteers here who are knitting all the time.
Furiously,
it's
amazing. I have one on today.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're going to be wearing our pussy hat. That's for sure.
Excellent. And so, that's what the cards say. And Lynn is pulling up your deets of Astro. But again, in that way, you know, looking at the people that you are with on that march too, as sort of see who you're really connecting with, see who, and then keeping in touch, because that oftentimes, you know, it's like there's these marches, they're national, they're this sort of almost flash in the pan, and then it's all over and then everyone goes home. But making those connections with other women across the country,
right.
Seeing who it is that you are really feeling that connection with, it's really, again, I can't emphasize enough, it's Six of Pentacles. In the deck that I'm using this morning is all about cooperative teamwork and beating odds with cooperative teamwork.
All right.
Are you really good at raising money?
You know, I haven't been, but we have a small little initiative we're trying to get passed out here in my little community. And so I'm going to have to get good at it because we want to be able to reopen our swimming pool out here.
Right. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah. So you know, I'm going to have to learn. So that's one thing.
I think it will be easier for you than you think. And I see you as sort of more starting something than going with even something that's terribly well established as far as what your place is.
Okay.
And I don't know what that is, but except you need, what are your most passionate interests?
I'm a master food preserver, so food security is a big one.
It is.
And gardening, mm-hmm. and, gardening, growing my own food. I do fiber art stuff. I'm a domestic diva.
People knowing how to grow their own food right now is as important to me as being out in the street. And permaculture, you might want to hook up with the permaculture people, see what's going on there. There is so much going on now, but pick what your passion is. And you could start something with that.
And work with others.
Yes. And work with others.
Well, I have a lot of passion, so that's part of my problem is focusing, because I'm interested in just
about
everything.
Well, you're a Gemini. You're gonna be interested in 12,000 things.
Yes,
that's one thing that's nice about gardening. There's always some place to put your energy.
Yeah, and really, to an extent, let the connections sort of guide what you end up doing. It's according to the cards, it's the connections that are really important for you right now.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
You're very
very
welcome.
Much, Sue. And next we have Red Willow on the line, 503-231-8187. You are listening to Positively Revolting. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And this is KABU, your very own community radio station. Good morning, Red Willow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have the same question that Sue had, where to focus my energies. And also, I've never had one of these mini tarot readings, so I'm very excited. I'd like to give you my birth information.
Thank you.
At 12/11/55, and that's Tulsa, at 2:42 a.m.
All righty then. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I hope I get some light cards on you.
Give
me some light here.
There's really no such thing as a light or a heavy card. It's all about your perspective.
Right. I'll tell that person. Never mind.
It's just one of those things. But thanks for calling in this morning. It's always good to hear from you. And so, right now, you know, I always feel like we need to have that Jeopardy theme song or something in these moments of shuffling. But here we are, all together. And what I have at this point for you is it's time to sort of strip away false ideas. And the best way to do that is through grounded meditation work. It's about radically shifting perspectives. And I know you said you wanted light cards, but in fact, you've got the Blasted Tower and the World, which, it all depends on your perspective, right?
Interesting times.
That's exactly what it is. But, it's falling from the Seven of Blades, which is about meditation. It's about focus. It's really, in this reading, it's about needing to clear away ideas that are not helpful, sort of a busy head sort of idea that is keeping you from your focus, right? So it's actually, instead of telling yourself you're meditating, it's actually getting around and doing it. and getting in a couple layers deeper. Knowing that when one thing ends, another thing begins. It's being able to step into cycles, because as you actually get into a more grounded meditative state, you'll be able to see the cycles as they start and stop, and be able to pace your steps in a more fortuitous fashion, right? And all of that means that what has been going on cannot continue to go on. What needs to end will end.
Well, that's what I'm getting from the runes, too. So
that is pretty much the times we're in.
Mm-hmm. I hope that everybody has the same thing and I'm not alone.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it does seem to be a little more overarching than that. Yeah.
Though you're the second person with Pluto and Leo in the 10th house.
And 2 out of 2 readings get the blasted tower card, too.
Really?
Yeah, no, it tends way. To happen this, you know, it tends to happen this way. It's real interesting. So it's important for you at this time, because, of course, the natural thing for you is leadership, but we really need, but this is a time of huge cooperation. And grounding, you know, having Pluto in Leo in the 10th house brings in a lot of creativity. And if you can pull it in and ground it, because that's everybody's, staying grounded within yourself through this chaos
is
in itself
challenge.
A feat. But one way to do that is you know, activism where your heart is. And I think we've all seen that at Standing Rock.
Yeah.
That that was the most pristine example, and still continues to be, of spiritual practice and activism combined in a way that's extremely effective. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that hits them where they don't know what to do.
Well, it's not been played that way before. So, yeah, now it's all new ground. And I think it's really frightening to the status quo, because it is, it's not been traveled before and they can't control it.
Yeah, well, not
anytime recently.
Not anytime recently, anyway. So I give you that as the example to take your immense energy and really try. And with when you ground it, it will become clear. Don't you think, Ani?
Yeah.
What you want to do.
The next step in
the
path.
The next step.
Yeah. But it does.
It sounds like I'm going to find it in meditation. So.
Yeah, and in actual, you know, whatever you need to do to actually get into that meditation.
I understand.
Because you have access.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Red Villa.
503-231-8187, the number to call. I want to remind folks that coming up this morning on KABU, One Land, Many Voices explores political, social, and cultural issues affecting the Palestine-Israel conflict. And that's at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, Flashpoints with your host, Dennis Bernstein. It's a daily news magazine. It is fabulous. You know that Flashpoints is just a great show. At 11 o'clock, the Pacific Underground brings you arts, issues, and voices of Asians and Pacific Islanders in the Northwest. I love the Pacific Underground. Always an insightful show, locally produced here at KABU. And we thank KABU members for your generous support. It's a reminder that all new and increased gifts to KABU are matched one-to-one through the end of this year. There's another couple weeks to get in on that. So don't delay. It's not even a couple weeks, is it?
No.
Just a couple, like a day. Like, okay, like by noon. No.
No, it's a week.
A week. Okay, just a week. And
a week.
Exactly,
Sunday.
Actually, because, you know, business days and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now that I've figured out our calendar, I can finish the announcement. Thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Thanks very much for matching all new and increased gifts to KBOO through the end of this year. If you have not yet made this your very own community radio station with your generous donation, you can take care of that right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on the donate. And with that, 503-231-8187, the number to call. And we have Linda on the phone. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Ani. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Linda.
I have heard this segment a million times, but earlier it seemed to have any callers, and I thought, oh my gosh, this time I'm not going to miss. So here I am on the line.
You have made it.
So my birth date is April 25th, 1949, 8 p.m. in the evening. And it was in Bloomington, Indiana.
1949, did you say?
Yep.
Okay. Good old Bloomington.
Yeah, I think my parents were going to college there.
That's what most people do. Okay. And did you say AM or PM?
PM.
Okay.
All right.
And I need, and what time was it again?
Yes.
PM, but what was the actual time?
Oh, the time. I'm sorry, 8 p.m.
8 p.m., okay. This makes me nervous doing this for you.
our host when we're not around. Thank you.
Who's also an astrologer.
For all of that.
Yeah, I am, but it's brave to do it on air like this so quickly, Lynn. I find you very brave and good in doing this.
Well, it can be short.
Yeah, true.
I don't have to figure out what to say for 45 minutes.
There is that.
Exactly. And Ani,
my old astrology teacher used to say, you know you can tell them everything in 15 minutes. It's figuring out how to kill the rest of the 45 minutes.
I wish I had I had the ability to censor my mouth a little bit.
That is always the challenge. But here's what I have for you, Linda. It is about really looking at where you have the most fear, where you have the most anxiety, using that as a pivot point. Mm-hmm. Think of the imagery of the phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when I woke up this morning, actually, there's a wonderful song. I don't know if you know it, but it's called Where There's Fear, There Is Power. And
I don't know it.
You know, check it out. I bet you can pull it up online. I almost grabbed it this morning to throw on for our theme song. It's Peg Millett, who used to come in as a guest quite often.
I remember her.
In the 90s when she was in town for Earth First Things. One of the Arizona Five.
Say the title again.
Where There's Fear, There Is Power.
Okay.
Anyway, that, as I laid down the cards, that to me is for you needing to go into that place of sort of that fear and anger and using that as fuel. And that knowing that it's really drawing forth your own creative spark.
Oh.
But it's using that anger and that fear, that anguish as fuel in that creativity, in that creative undertaking.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm seeing
an artist as well, but my art is not replicative, and so it's not easily translatable into political art. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but it still has...
That doesn't mean that's the only thing I can do creatively either. So.
Well, that's also true. That's also true. I do see this as about a new beginning on a kind of pragmatic level for you.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at that stuff and... Oh, you're looking at cards.
I'm looking at cards. I'm looking at the One of Pentacles.
Okay.
Caught between the Phoenix and the Empress. And the Empress is really all about knowing that what you have within yourself is everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
And drawing it out in the most divine ways. And so it's really that pivot point. It's about holding balance and knowing that as you stay balanced, you can achieve amazing things.
Well, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It leaves me, I have a couple places where my fears are biggest, so I can definitely delve into both of those and where is the power. You know, one is in relationship to just, you know, we on radio, we sometimes we feel like Cassandra's always bringing the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
But we also feel a little bit like targets because we're saying things so very publicly over and over again.
Mm.
And so that's one of the fears I have sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is just, you know, putting a target on myself and what would that mean? It never has stopped me from doing radio, but it must stop me in some ways because it's there.
Right.
And so to be able to use that fear only as a power, I'll look up that song too, you know, to use that fear instead for power would be very good.
Yeah, I mean, one of the images I got really strongly when I threw these cards down was diving. You know how, and I don't swim, okay, so I'm just doing this on passages I've read in books.
Yeah.
No personal experience here. But, you know, as you dive and you feel that pressure and all of a sudden you're bouncing back up out of the water,
mm-hmm.
that's the image I'm getting.
Okay, I get that. That's a great
the rune. There's a rune of the diver.
Is there?
And it says, yes, when a diver, when in deep waters, become a diver. Sort of.
Right.
So I see.
That's hysterical. The symbol's so true.
I know. So I know we use a different house system, but for me, Vesta is, so I have you with Pluto in the 11th house.
Oh, wow. Oh, the transiting Pluto in Capricorn is in the 11th.
No.
This is where a couple of astrologers talk on the air.
That's just the opposite, I think.
Is it?
Well, I'm a Scorpio rising, Taurus setting.
Let's see. Yeah, Scorpio rising.
Okay.
It's Placidius. I'm not using code.
Okay. I got it.
So I have you, yeah, with Pluto and Leo. This is Pluto and Leo morning. I have it too. What the heck? We're all here together. But Vesta is almost conjunct. It's transiting over Pluto.
Oh, wow.
So
Vesta is the hearthkeeper.
Uh-huh. And so that groups at this moment are going to fill your heart. Being part of a group.
Oh, wow. That's a great one to hear.
Yeah, and because sometimes this is a time when we really, people, there's work to be done by yourself, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done in groups.
Yeah, and you know, I know it sounds funny because I'm so public, but I do shy from being members of groups. I've been members of many groups.
I know. Me too. Never a member or a joiner be, yes.
I think that this era is calling for us to come together in maybe more than even one group per person. You know?
Absolutely. And I think for you right now that will, and it's so important as we've been talking in the last few weeks for this to be something from the heart, you know, to have a spiritual connection. And of course, your heart is where that starts.
Okay. Well, that's great. You guys are wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I don't feel so scared now. That was like,
I feel so, it's so nice to have someone else give you a little place to hone in and look. And
I know. I need to have you do this for me one day.
Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Linda. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's go ahead and talk with Bari. Good morning, Bari.
Good morning. My name is Barry.
Barry, thank you.
Good morning to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. So, here's...
What are your deets, sir?
Ah, yes.
9, 13, 40. I'm an oldie guy. At 1:40 a.m. in the Bronx, New York.
All right.
So, maybe a little understanding of my present situation and a kind of a guidance towards my direction at this end times of my existence. So I'm questioning what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and looking for some meaningful direction. And I wondered if you have any guidance on those levels.
Really, that's all you want to know?
those are kind of the big, the mega.
Okay, but we don't have the whole day.
True. All right.
I'll tell you, I don't mean to be flip.
I apologize.
Big losses. And I felt my life was over. And I was, I mean, the loss of my dog was the culmination. And as if life offered me new life, I was given this dog to be an uncle to, and I take care of the dog during the day and help bring him up because the person liked the way I was working with my own dog. And that's what I've been doing for the last year and a half. And that is where I've put every bit of my focus, and I believe that's my meaning at this time, without going existential or without going past the future.
Sure.
That has meaningfulness to me now. And everything else I kind of dismissed on some level.
So here's what I'm getting for you, Barry.
There we go. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
What I'm getting for you is, I don't mean this to be flip at all, but one of the things that I think is going to be a challenge for you right now is to sort of start dropping some of your preconceived ideas that every day can offer some surprises. And even if you've seen a lot of days, you can still be surprised by them. Right. And sometimes those surprises are really good. That sometimes we form a worldview that's so tight, that's so very tightly woven, that we don't allow the shape of the world to change around us or for us or in us. And so what I'm seeing is the universe asking you to step out of your own way for a moment and to actually let some creative juices that have been inside you looking for an escape route out. And not to do it in a way that is something that is proscribed, that is comfortable, that is pre-written for you. It's time to actually pay attention to dreams. I don't know if you're somebody who remembers dreams, but if you haven't for a little while, try to make some time in the morning to remember your dreams and to remind yourself that they're actually important. They're messages from our subconscious. They're not frivolous. That it's important to be open to the unexpected.
That's kind of your advice is well taken, because I know I need to do that, and I have been on some levels. My dream, I haven't dreamed very much in the past, but lately I've been having some dreams and paying attention to them, and they seem to be reflecting my daily concerns and my daily challenges, and they're very not positive dreams. They're dreams of being out of control in dangerous situations and not knowing where to turn. When I took on this
So wait a minute, Barry.
Yes.
As far as those dreams go, I would say your dream homework, and from what I can tell, I don't mean to interrupt, Donnie.
That's
your subconscious is calling you. It's time. You got some stuff in Aries going through the 12th house here. Your subconscious wants you to pay attention. And when dreams are about things out of control, you can actually get in there and think about or check out some books on active dreaming, because you can get in there and change the dream. And if you change the dream, you change your life. Or just pay attention to the things that seem to be out of control. But you can get in there, and it's like, I remember a dream one time when someone was chasing me and I closed the door just in time. You can do those sorts of things in your dreams.
I understand that, and I will work in accordance with what you're saying.
But I'm just saying your subconscious is calling you to do some work, and that will help you open up.
Calling me to other than
to pay attention to it.
You see, the other day I'm walking with this dog, and I really felt that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. My meaning is bringing up this dog, and it's not what I think it is. It's not what my construct says it is. I shouldn't go into my existential meaning. Just do in the moment what feels like right, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But it leaves me with no. I'm avoiding any other action because it seems like distraction. I'm doing exactly what I should be
doing.
That's
actually what the card I got for you is the dreamer in this deck. It's most popularly known as the fool. The symbol of it is a person who's about to walk off a cliff with a little white dog next to them. And it's about being in the moment. It's about trusting in the universe, being in the moment, and forgetting sort of future trips, forgetting expectations, because the journey is every step, right? The destination is every step of the journey. It's
That's
not the thing that you get to
at
the end.
Moment. Exactly.
Yeah.
But walking, the fool is without any understanding. It's almost a complete deconstruction. And it's a very spiritual place to be at, from my understanding of that particular card. It's full of accepting that I don't know.
It's the zero point. It's the ultimate beginning.
Yes. So if I'm at, and what I'm doing, is that kind of in accordance with what you're saying? Just being in the present, raising this dog.
That's the essence of the fool.
Tripping what fears and what I don't have in control and what I should have.
Yeah.
So am I doing rightly at this time from what you're called?
Yeah, you are paying attention to your subconscious. Yes, it is calling you. And animals are often wonderful guides at these times. They don't judge. Well,
yes,
sometimes my cat does, but they generally don't judge and are just full of nothing but love.
And
so.
It's bringing me into the only relief I have. It truly is a lifesaver to me, and I'm learning from that experience, and I'm kind of happy doing that. I'm just afraid and wondering if I'm so out of control with my life and the fool, and I don't know where to go. That's why I was asking. So you're saying that my direction is to continue doing that and stay aware and not...
Yeah,
not,
that's exactly what
moment.
I'm saying.
At the present time.
And see where that takes me without fear and hope and desire. Just let all of that stuff go.
Yeah. Easier said than done, but that is exactly what the cards say.
Well, thank you. And they're giving me affirmation to somewhat of what I'm doing. Even what I'm doing is very uncomfortable on some levels.
Yeah, it's trying out that new stuff.
Right, that's good.
From a health point of view,
stretch.
Do you see any indication of anything on that level?
Say what?
From a health point of view.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. That can be nothing but good.
All right.
What you're doing can be nothing but good. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay focused. Stay present.
I'll take this wonderful...
and that is what we got.
I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And, wow. Okay. Yep. 503-231-8187, though chances are it looks like we've got two people left, and we'll rush right now and see if we can get through both. Good morning, Radha Krishna. Are you there?
Yes. Namaste, and thank you for your service today.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thank you very much for your call today. And so go ahead and give Lynn your particulars.
Okay. I was born on Halloween, 1959, and it was either 8:23 or 8:27 p.m. in the evening.
That's okay. That's right close enough.
Right at switching hour.
Yeah, close enough. And where was that lovely event?
In Pasadena, California. And I should tell you one thing, that I used to belong to a religion, a Christian religion, where they told me that if I ever had a tarot reading done on me, that I would immediately be possessed by demons and would be disfellowshipped.
Well, I'm taking it that you're no longer with them.
Well, I guess not.
All right, then. Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Things people
oh,
get
rumors,
told,
rumors,
you know?
Rumors, rumors.
To the best of my knowledge, I have not yet had anyone immediately possessed by demons upon my readings. But you know, always a first time.
I was going to say.
Thank you very much for pushing through that and calling in. And what I have for you is that your part in this is really to look at a couple of different things. One, who is around you that helps you feel brighter, that helps you feel better, that helps you feel stronger. Look at how your energy is blending with others, because it's that blending that is really important right now. Draw from your own knowledge of taking care of yourself in a very much sharing power kind of way, right? When I say taking care of yourself, I mean in accordance with you're not having to take care of other people. You're not having other people take care of you. That you are feeling comfortable in your own power and you're coming into relationship as an equal with those that are surrounding you, which I'm feeling very strongly is chosen family plus, right? That you are working into community, a part of community, and that it's super important to pay attention to the relationships and how you're feeling. If there are relationships that are leaving you feeling drained at the end of the day, you might want to disengage from those interactions a little bit more. And ultimately, paying attention to your own self in your own path of moderation, of taking things more or less down a middle path of paying attention to your heart energy, paying attention to your spirit, and paying attention to what helps them flow together with more harmony.
Okay.
So that's what I got.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good.
Again, all of this is a lot easier said than done.
Well, and I get that life has been a very intense thing for you.
Yeah, that definitely it is.
Yeah, there is nothing. You are a Scorpio, eighth house Scorpio loaded. So everything is very intense for you. Knowing how to lighten up at all and you know, just open your chest to me seems like that's been a life path. You are, and spirituality is something that will heal you. You have Chiron. Chiron was the wounded healer. You know, he was, his leg was, I don't know if you helped steal fire. I'm having a hard time with my brain with that this morning. But you have, where Chiron sits in your house, it's a planetoid.
Prometheus stole fire. Chiron did not.
I know, Chiron was in with Prometheus somehow and angered the god, and he got a wound that he himself could not heal.
Yeah.
So he's the father of naturopathic and alternative healing, not allopathic. And where it sits in your house is where it sits in your chart is usually where you find healing, and it's in the 12th house for you. So spirituality is what heals you. What is very much of a center thing in your life. It's how to do that in a relaxed manner that may sometimes be difficult for you. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct. I work with I'm an administrator for a eating disorders recovery group, and it's a lot of responsibility. It's volunteer work, and yeah, I'm very much trying to heal people. Trying to facilitate people's healing recovery, and at the same time trying to facilitate my own.
Right, right. Yeah, and in that, I think there's a lot of opportunity to really check that balance point of knowing that you are coming into this in a co-creative equal situation, not a rescuer nor someone to be rescued, but somebody who is, in fact, in the same water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point for you, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, so...
I hope that helped. Is there any other question?
Well, no. I thank you so much for your help today. Everything, that sounds great. I'll take your counsel to heart. And other than needing to go and find myself an exorcist, you did a great job.
Right, right. Well, you have fun with that.
Take care.
I hear there's a few around. Okay.
Thank you,
Rana.
And let's go ahead and squeeze in Sarah for about a minute and a half here.
I think we'll only have time for tarot on this
Okay. one. All right. Well, I can imagine that is possible. Good morning, Sarah. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Hello, I can. Thank you very much for calling. Mm-hmm. And because we only have about, 4 minutes left, we'll just do tarot.
Okay.
And, great. This is Lynn, sing, do something.
Away and
this is, no, not that song. Okay, well. Sarah, what I have for you is, expecting the unexpected. You have a way with words and actually using your words in a way to sort of bring awareness to people in given understandings, in given situations, I guess I should say, bringing new understandings. Sometimes people don't appreciate that so much. You have a way of speaking truth that might make other people uncomfortable at times. That's okay. That's a gift. Sometimes it doesn't feel so much like a gift. Sometimes it feels like you have constant, you know, foot and mouth disease. But it is a gift. And so as you can use your words to sort of clear away distractions, understand that you're also clearing them away in your own life, and it can set the stage for the unexpected. And sometimes the unexpected, and it can change things rapidly, but it can also change things in a very good way. Some people are afraid. I have the trickster card. And a lot of people are afraid of the trickster because let's face facts. The trickster comes up in our lives when we've been too resistant to change. And we don't actually take our own guidance, and we get stuck.
Okay.
But if you use your same ability to cut away distraction and clutter from your own mind as you see it for others, that trickster will be your friend and will help get you moving in good ways when you need to. The other is just don't. Try not to hold on out of habit. That's when things get dicey.
Okay.
And again, looking at how your energy is blending with others, a couple of times this has come up in various ways. You need to really focus on spiritually who you can be around that helps you feel a little more connected, a little more grounded, a little more in touch with a bigger part of yourself. And to go in that direction.
Okay.
Does that all make sense for you?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Right on. Thank you very much for your call this morning, Sarah. Take good care. And with that, look at the time. We've got 20 seconds.
Thank you all so much. We will see you next week where... we will be talking about something scintillating, and who knows, you know, what happens in the news by then. Oh, God. Whatever.
It's a cavalcade.
Whatever.
But, I would say more than likely looking at a little year wrap-up show.
Oh, God, 2016. The year will it ever end?
Well, yes, it will, in about a week.
All right.
In fact. And until then, continue to be positively revolting. God knows we will.
Au revoir.
Will.
What would you have instead?
No, this is it.
We'll be right back. comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Starting November 1st and wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a member, and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
Time could be running out for Tibet. I'm John Shack, host of Progressive Spirit, and this week I speak with the Dalai Lama's U.S. representative, Penpa Tsering.
So another 30, 40, 50 years down the line, if we are not able to go back with a settlement that is mutually beneficial for the Chinese and the Tibetans, you might find Tibet towns in Tibet, just like you find Chinatowns in your country.
Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 9 a.m. and coming up is One Land, Many Voices, exploring political, social, and cultural issues affecting the Palestine-Israel conflict. And at 10, it's Flashpoints with host Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine. And at 11, Pacific Underground brings you arts, issues, and voices of Asians and Pacific Islanders in the Northwest. And thank you, KBOO members, for all of your generous support. And all new donations and the difference between last year